And yesterday we talked about college graduates and the difficulty in paying back student loans. We have a different point of view today. A professor recently announced that because there's so few tenure track positions available, she's not taking any more PhD students for at least the indefinite future. Monica Harris joins us. She's a professor of psychology from the University of Kentucky. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Monica, if a student wants to get a PhD, why not let them?
Because the graduate school is a long, long time of very hard work. Our students work 70 hours. They're quite underpaid, and most of them come into graduate school wanting to become a professor themselves, wanting a tenure-track job. And I don't think they quite understand just how bad the job market is, and I'm not sure it's fair to take them in for all that work and low pay if there's not going to be a job that they want at the end of it.
Wow. I've always assumed you get a PhD. That's a good thing. You're making it sound like it's a Ponzi scheme. Really?
Yeah, I really think that the job market today is much like a Ponzi scheme on the verge of collapse. There's an oversupply of students, and every year the departments are churning out more and more graduate students for fewer and fewer academic jobs. And at some point, it's growth like that just isn't sustainable.
Is there a Madoff out there?
No, because, you know, it's nothing sinister and it's nothing orchestrated by one person. It's just that, it's all the departments are saying, well, we want to be a graduate program, we want a PhD program. They get, it's one of the primary markers of departmental success is how many PhD students you graduate. So the departments are happy to admit as many graduate students as they can because it makes them look good and it gives them a nice handy supply of teachers for the undergraduate class.
Monica Harris is a professor of social psychology at the University of Kentucky. Very, very provocative statements from Monica Harris. And I'm wondering, what do you think about it? Is higher education more like a Ponzi scheme than a pure ideal of knowledge and learning? What do you think? I mean, she has stopped taking PhD students.
I think it's the whole notion is the basis for a thesis for somebody, don't you think?
Let us know, 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.